I want to look at a passage in 1 Peter 4:12. And I've read this through before, and it's very, very interesting. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Now, anyone that is listening to this message, I would have a question for you, and that is this. Have you experienced that? Have you experienced this strange trial? Think it not strange. You know, we are walking here on this earth, and we, of course, did not choose to be born into the world. We had no choice in the matter. And regardless of how old you are, if you're one of God's elect, I can assure you that you have been through some things that you have not understood why you're having to go through it. Peter went through quite a bit while he walked on this earth. He was a fisherman, and he was chosen by God to suffer for the name of Christ. And even though he denied our Lord three times, he was told by Christ to feed his sheep. And all of us who are God's elect have denied Christ many, many times in our words, in our thoughts, and in our deeds. And some of us have been called by God to proclaim His Word far and wide. And sometimes we don't understand why we have been called to do so. Now I want to read through this chapter, 1 Peter chapter 4. He says, For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is coming that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if at first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. I want to read that 19th verse again as a conclusion to this thought today, this morning, the 13th of February. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. And then finally, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. God be with you this day.